My name is Erik Schwiekermann. You are now listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
There's a town south of Naples which is called Meta.
Yeah. You know, I have pictures from there. I haven't been there myself, but lots
I've
of people
been
have sent me
pictures. Like last week.
Yeah.
I was
everybody goes and sends me a picture. Of
course. Oh, really?
Okay. Today. Yeah.
I made a picture for you, and I'm
there's,
like, oh.
There's also a town in Virginia that's called Meta.
Okay.
Which Eric von Blockland was there, because you know Amy, his wife. You know.
Amy Ramsey.
Amy is from somewhere up in Vermont or whatever, but she has family in Virginia, just outside of Washington. And they drove through a place called Meta, and I've got all this picture with the Meta Chapel and stuff. And it's very funny in America of all places.
But we were driving because we were south of that in a town, and every time we went somewhere, we crossed through Meta, and every time I had to think of you.
That's very funny. See, I'm stuck with Meta even though I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
That's what.
It'll
what
be
makes
attached to your name
bad.
Forever and ever and ever.
Oh, when people are writing to me and say, "Oh, we're coming over to Meta this afternoon, looking forward to seeing you," and I say, "You won't see me there."
Yeah.
You won't even hear about me because I'm totally the devil there. They won't even mention my name.
I am
Mr. I'm Mr. No, nobody there. Huh. It's bad.
That's strange.
They don't even admit that the company is 25 years old. They pretend it got started in 1990 when we did the last version of Meta.
Okay.
So they don't have to mention my name.
Huh. So are you going to the picnic on Sunday?
I'm fucking running it. Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of people have been meaning to do this sort of alumni thing, you know, that university stuff or whatever. A lot of people doing it, and they've all said, "Oh, it'd be nice to find out where what's his name is, and I wonder what they're doing." And some of the people are working together anyway. And all the people that work with me now, of course, worked at Meta at one time. I mean, who else would I employ? But people I already know, you know, I know how they're what they're like, because I've always hired people for attitude, not for skills. And, you know, I'm going to spend, 12 hours a day in an office with them?
Yeah.
I want people who are like, right? Yeah. And whatever their I don't care about portfolios and shit. And if I work with them for 6 or 7 years already, I know I like them. You know, I mean, I love them, but I don't hate them.
Yeah.
So I know I can look forward to seeing them in the morning and spending all day with them. So that's one thing I've done. But, then they were all saying and nagging and complaining. So I said, look, it is 25 years. A, I've got to do it because the others are pretending it didn't happen. So I'm getting a lot of people to call me who are saying, well, I did a lecture a few weeks ago in a town in northern Germany, and the guy afterwards takes me aside and says, I've got to ask you this, it's a little personal. One of your ex-partners was here a few weeks ago, and while she did say that you were one of the founders, she said you started in 1990, and you're now saying 1979. So I explained it to him, and that there were, you know, various companies, various legal forms, but I was always the common denominator, of course, and I kept bringing in new partners. And so, in other words, if I don't now and again say, wait a minute, it was different, in a few years' time, I would be a liar. Whoever repeats the story more often has the truth. And if I don't now and again raise my hand and say, hello, teacher, you know, it wasn't me, it'll be me. So even though it bores me a little, but every now and again I've got to go in there and say, oh, by the way, so part of the reason doing this is it is 25 years this summer, and there's going to be, you know, maybe 200 odd people. We have 320 people on the website who've registered over the last 6 weeks, and well over 200 has said they were coming, which is kind of cool. And I'm not going to play a big part there. I paid for the website, which is bad enough, but they're just going to hang out and find each other, which is great fun, and they're all looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like your family.
Yeah, basically it is. It is my that is my family. Yeah,
well,
I mean, he worked there at one time. Everybody worked there at one time.
I didn't.
Half the people.
Didn't.
Well, you were one of a few people, but half the people in this building worked there at one time.
Okay.
After anybody in the German design scene who is there at one time worked with me. It really is quite amazing. Maybe more the godfather than the father.
The godfather. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Well, thank you for this conversation.
Yeah. As you believed.
Thank you.
You know,
very
you
much.
Have to cut the cut shit down for two minutes, right?
No.
Are you doing this in? Are you doing this in like 5 minutes plurts or
no,
what?
No. I've no. We'll cut it up in like whenever like sounds like logical. So, but we'd rather like do it live. It would have been live.
Yeah.
As it is now, it would have been on the air. So.
Which is actually nicer.
Yeah. Well.
Well,
at least he gets a little nervous.
Hello.
You do.
Me too.
Really? I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's the thought. It's very strange because we did Stefan Zachmeister,
yeah,
and he wasn't live. It was pre-recorded, and because we knew. We were only recording it. We've sort of
it's
more
easy,
relaxed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just psychological thing or something. I don't know. It's very strange.